is to contain a hazmat spill in the Yellowstone River in Montana after a bridge gave way and freight train cars plunged into the water. It's in Stillwater County, about 40 miles west of Billings. The bridge, according to a man who lives near there, John Counter.
It was supposedly inspected not too long, last year or so.
Water treatment facilities are asking people to conserve the water they have. A chlorine spill in a pool area in Houston has sent 10 people to the hospital, says the fire department, 7 children and 3 adults. An apparent rebellion by thousands of mercenaries paid by Russia, leaving Ukraine, heading towards Moscow, has ended with some sort of a deal arranged by Belarus, which is where the mercenaries' leader is headed. White House reaction from ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The message here is not to take sides or comment directly on the conflict between President Putin and Yevgeny Prigozhin. The administration sees both as bad actors and has been warning about a brewing power struggle for months.
This is ABC News. The latest on investigations into the deadly disaster of that small sub, apparently being crushed by water pressure way down near the Titanic shipwreck in the North Atlantic. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Canadian investigators zeroing in on the Polar Prince, the ship returning after taking the Titan sub to sea, losing contact an hour and 45 minutes later. Authorities hoping to recover audio recordings. They say investigations typically take anywhere from 18 months to 2 years. In Newfoundland, a U.S. Navy-operated crane waiting on the U.S. Coast Guard, the lead agency in the investigation, to decide whether to recover the sub's key pieces of evidence now sitting on the ocean floor.
Now, Jacqueline Lee, retail experts say next month is a good time to snap up essentials like school supplies and big-ticket items. Consumer analyst Julie Ramholt.
For those households that may be looking to pick up really great deals on necessities, you may see those mixed in with, the good prices on laptops and pieces of furniture.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Dan.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio.
Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on Civic Media, this is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay, here with Rocker and Terry Barr, Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com and Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Rocker, it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair.
Oh my gosh, Jimmy, we have quite a show tonight. Based in Madison, Wisconsin, the award-winning husband and wife duo of Mary Gaines, cello, guitar, bass, vocals, and Chris Wagner, violin, mandolins, lap steel, ukulele, guitar, accordion, vocals. They play an eclectic mix of Americana, original, and classic tunes, ranging from folk to jazz, bluegrass to blues, honky-tonk, and a little singer-songwriter on the side. Gaines and Wagner are legends in the Wisconsin music scene, as performers and teaching music has been a part of their lives for decades. In the studio with us right now, Gaines and Wagner, Mary, Chris, Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Nice to be here.
This is like a dream come true for us, isn't it, Rocker? We have been working on this. I know Rocker's been in touch with you guys for a couple of years, I think. I heard him say. So we've been chasing you. So thank you. I appreciate being chased.
I felt that little niggling in the back of my neck, and you know, I keep looking around, and there's nobody there.
That was us.
Good God.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, for the listeners, I can't even imagine, not familiar with Gaines and Wagner, what would you say is your backstory, your background, and the current project that you are now performing as a duo, but then you also have a full band, and you've been in a million other bands, but tell us where you're at right now.
Okay. Right now, we're mostly just playing as a duo, and we've always been in simultaneous bands, and that's always been kind of fun for us, and a little, you know, head scratching.
What are we doing now?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we bring a drummer. Occasionally we have a drummer and a guitar player. And we have to use a couple drummers just because drummers are a commodity right now.
Yeah. Right. In different areas, you know. Our main drummer, Eric Radloff, is Milwaukee based.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else is in the band?
Yeah, who else?
Well, really, that's it's really
and then us.
It's just us.
Seriously, yeah. A drummer, and you know that's what we do—a trio. We pared down, because we always figured, you know, if we wanted to take this on the road, that's the easiest thing.
We know we can travel together.
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of venues don't pay any more than they did 30 years ago, honestly. Ooh. So it's hard to bring a band on the road. We used to do it a lot, so affordable.
But yeah. It was so funny. I posted a photo of you setting up and also all of the stuff you brought with. And just two of you, you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, how many instruments do each of you play? I think Rocker kind of went through some of those, but
good list. What's on the internet, at least?
Yes. It's mostly string instruments. Related kind of stuff.
Chris occasionally plays an accordion.
Yeah. Oh, I love accordion.
What draws you to strings?
Availability.
it's what we've always done. We actually met at the UW in the music department, the symphony. I was playing violin, of course, and she was playing cello. So
and you're from a musical family, and so am I. So
you know, you guys,
bluegrass and all that.
Well, before we learn about how you both met, became married, and started a band, let's learn about each of you first. Mary, let's start with you. You play cello, bass, guitar, to name a few, and you teach these instruments as well.
Tell us of your musical journey
to this point and how you got started, and maybe even like what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Okay, we can start there. My parents were very supportive, and I think that they never really thought I would actually go into music. But then they gave me lessons, and my mom would yell up, "Was that actually in tune?" Because my mom has great ears, because she played the cello, too. And that's, you know, so I got her cello. And then my dad played bass, and my mom played piano, and my dad played horns and stuff. And
are you saying that that's her cello right there that we have?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish it were. Her cello is still in one piece.
Wow.
But it's from the 1800s.
So. Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's art.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Is it played at all or?
Mm-hmm. No, it had some bad repairs before we knew better, and so eventually I'd like to give it to someone who will take it back to its
restore.
Yeah, wow. It used to be owned by a symphony player in Greensboro, North Carolina, where my mom got it. I'm sorry, I could really digress here. But
it's a great story.
It should be maybe donated to a museum, like a music museum. The Maximum Inc. The Maximum Inc. Rocker Presidential Library that's coming to Madison.
Yeah, man. That's it.
We can point out like what not to do when you're doing a patch on a cello.
Yeah.
But anyway. And then my dad just gave me his bass recently because they're getting up there in years, and he can't really play it anymore.
So your dad plays bass, and you play the cello.
Yeah, and I got my dad to take up bass again when I was in high school because I started taking jazz guitar, and I was like, well, I want to play with somebody, and you got this huge bass in the house. I mean, why don't we play together? And so we did, and
wow,
that was fun.
That's a great story.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into some live music.
Yes.
With Gaines and Wagner and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Lazy, and it's from the Lo-Fi EP, your first release. And is it about doing everything tomorrow?
Well, it was.
It was. I wrote the song years ago, and then, but you know, as songwriters do, you have notebooks, reams of stuff that you never finish. So it was actually done, and we finally finished the thing, and
finally worked it up. Yeah. And you know,
hey, I'm not getting any of this. I'm not. There it is. Aha!
I'm also doubling working the mute button today.
You're doing a great job.
So if we get muted, that's a comment, isn't it?
It's like the hook.
Like, better. No.
Play
not
better.
That.
Yeah. Speak better.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So this is, so the tune called, it's autobiographical. It's called Lazy.
That's okay.
Yeah. Gaines and Wagner live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Kia G if you're singing along. Okay. Just want to sit here instead. If you can deal with the guilt, it can be good for your head. Don't want to do it. Just need a little time off to be all by myself with just my couch and my thoughts. You see, my natural inclination leads to constant meditation. And without one hesitation, I can say, I much prefer hibernation to perennial migration. If I were a goose, I'd surely take a plane. They call me lazy, lazy, and I have to look. They call me lazy, lazy, what's that to me? Can't you see that I don't deserve getting beat up? Just want to put my feet up. So please excuse me kindly when I say I'd rather sleep the day away, cause the night's my time to play. Gets my juices flowing and soothes my insanity. Another hour, another day, they heard old Rip Van Winkle say, as he said his alarm to go off precisely at 3. And there Rip will lay, my friends, until the judgment day. You see, I know, because just like me, they call me lazy, lazy.
Gaines and Wagner live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. Hey, don't forget to get the app. If you have the app, you can send us a text message and tell maybe ask a question. Terry will read it out.
Yes. We are getting some hearts.
Excellent.
Isn't that fun? I'll take the hearts, and I know who it's for. Our guests in the Devil's Lair. It's so great.
You can also give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Okay, Chris, it's your turn.
Oh, my God.
You also play a ton of instruments, and we said violin, mandolin, ukulele, guitar, probably anything with strings. You also teach these instruments. Tell us about your musical journey to this point, and what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Well, I was lucky to have a pretty musical family. Dad played piano and accordion, and just, you know, not professionally. But I have that side of the family. Cousins were all musicians, and we'd go to their farm a lot, and they'd take us to bluegrass festivals and such. So we'd always jam at their place on the holidays, and so that was a big, huge inspiration for me.
It was called Wagfest.
Yeah, I have Wagstock every.
Oh, Wagstock!
Every year we go down there. We still do that.
That sounds amazing. Where are you both originally from? Obviously, Madison is home now, but where did all this wonderful music? Where did that all start for both of you?
Well, yeah, go for it.
Well, I guess it started here for me because we came here when I was three.
Oh,
and yeah, I think before that, yeah, nothing much.
What do you mean you didn't do anything before three?
You know, that year two is so important. There's a lot of information.
You could have got on that and made a little more of yourself.
Yeah,
and I'm from Iowa, actually.
Okay.
And graduated there and moved up here to go to school. Took a year down there, came up here, and so I've been here much longer than anywhere else.
What year did you come here to go to school?
84.
What part of Iowa?
Southeast. I'm from Oskaloosa, little town, and kind of east of Des Moines.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Near Ottumwa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Radar O'Reilly.
Radio O'Reilly from MASH, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, now here we go. This is the part Rocker was kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. So now here we go.
Oh, boy.
How did you meet, I think we've gotten a feel for this part, get married and start a band? What is the original story of Gaines and Wagner?
Oh.
Well, as usual, it's never in that order.
Of course.
Well,
look at you guys.
Yeah, I know. We usually say things at the same time.
That was so
the
cute.
Same word. So
in the same pitch, too.
I was teaching a fiddle class at the METC, still in college, I think, at the time. And one of the students said, hey, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, one of my boyfriend who plays guitar. We started playing on the street. We called ourselves the Mammals of Swing. Mary joined us, and we started playing music like at Victor's Coffee when that used to be on State Street.
That's true.
We do that.
Oh, wow.
But
the first place
we already knew each other at that point.
The first time we met was your first day at school.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Madison.
My mom and my girlfriend at the time dropped me off up here from Iowa. And I went back behind the student union, Memorial Union. Mary was playing with Chris Powers. And I don't remember who the guitar player was.
Tim Salawater.
Tim Salawater.
Yeah.
In a little band called Nobody's Business. And I remember saying, I've got to meet her. And we were. And it turns out that we were buddies in the
orchestra
there for a while. Before we started playing jazz.
But my dad played bass in the orchestra, so we didn't really flirt during orchestra.
Get in trouble.
He's right behind me, you know.
So now we know you say the same words at the same times now and then. Yeah. Obviously, we just had that. That was kind of funny. But do you guys argue about band things or?
Directions
to venues?
It's all mixed up together, you know.
No, we don't.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
Stop it.
Yeah,
perfect.
Sorry.
I mean, there's no way to extricate our marriage from our career because we played in a band together before we got married.
Yeah.
And the same band. And actually, the most embarrassing day for us was our first gig after our first date. Because we were both like, oh, my God.
Uh-oh, something's happening.
I got to chit this guy.
Something's happening now.
Yeah.
All right. So let me
just say. More than friends.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So you all are at home. You're having dinner. And a song idea pops up. Who's likely to have that song idea?
Ooh.
And what's the action? Like, is it, oh, my God, we got to go over to get the strings.
Well, have you heard of musical Tourette's?
No, I haven't. Tell me, please.
Sounds like a syndrome.
Well, our friend Bob, who passed away, Bob Westfall, his wife,
Rebecca,
has musical Tourette's, and we mean this in the most lovingly way.
Yeah.
If you hear a couple words that remind you of a song, it just comes out.
Yeah.
So actually, we spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I would say, direct answer to the question, I'd say Mary, it would be melodies. She comes up with melodies, say, oh, check this, or chord progressions, and me, it's more lyrics.
Right.
So you guys are almost this like piano fondue type of thing. Just come out with songs.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh,
well, you know, all the questions about songwriting and stuff are, every answer is true and right because they all, you know, they all happen different ways almost every time.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music with Gaines and Wagner in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us, it involves former Madison singer-songwriter Blake Thomas. Tell us about Halloween before you play it.
Blake, it's back. It's happening again, I think. It's called Take It With You. It's a wonderful live radio theater podcast in front of a live studio audience.
Up in Duluth.
He moved up to Duluth. And so we were part of that for several seasons, a lot. Most of the shows, some of the shows. And it's been a couple of years now. They're getting it back together. But anyway, the very first one he asked us to come up on, no, it was a different one. Sorry, it was on Halloween. And he said, hey, it was like a couple days before the show, and said, hey, want to write a song about Halloween? We need another song about Halloween.
And Chris was like,
sure. Okay.
And I said, yes.
Do it. All right. So
yes,
you know,
Chris really wants to do that.
And that's sometimes the best thing for writers in general, right? So you have a deadline.
Yeah, the pressure.
Oh, man. Okay.
I want to know more about that live radio theater.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Fun.
It's called Take It With You, and I think takeitwithyou.org.
I think you can get all the past episodes.
Yeah, it's really profane, so it'll never be on public radio. But it's fun. It's really funny. And
the actors and singers and musicians are incredible.
Say the title again, please.
It's called Take It With You.
They
write a new show every month for six months out of the year. And they have actors and singers coming up from Minneapolis and professionals it's really good.
Yeah. They just won a bunch of awards and then COVID.
I'm going camping next week and the week after, actually, and I want to put that on my playlist to listen while I'm sitting at the campfire.
So we go up on a Monday. We slam through the script and everything, so you don't have to memorize stuff, and the music all comes together in a day or less, and then the next day we do a rehearsal
again,
we're on.
And then
so
we
it's
do
like,
it.
Woo. It's exciting.
Yeah. I love it.
Frightening as hell.
This tune is birthed from that. Should we play?
Okay, yeah, it's Mary, Chris, Gaines, and Wagner live in the Devil's Lair.
We're doing this one for the Devil's Lair. Goes out to you, rocker. It's a gross miscalculation to say that I'm insane, and I'm not superstitious about a broken window pane. So I'll hold my breath till town, we'll do it all again. It's Halloween. While the bloody pendulum swings, don't know if I'm up or down. It's the wildest of dreams now that you are back in town. So I hold my breath till 10, we'll do it all again. It's Halloween. Oh, the ghosts of Canterbury and the hounds of Baskerville ain't got nothing on you, honey, when you move in for the key. Howling in the night, the spirit's prowling. It's Halloween. It's Halloween. It's not really Halloween, no. Out of nowhere, phantoms peering through the mist, their faces leering. Halloween is Halloween. From my bed, I'm fearful leaping. From the shadows, ghouls are creeping. Halloween is Halloween. So child, be wary when you're sleeping. Undead souls are grimly reaping. Halloween, it's Halloween. What's floating in your drink, dear? Is that an olive or an eye? Is it queer to think this way, dear? Should I laugh or should I cry? Oh,
though it started innocently, came upon me rather gently. You could say that I've gone quite insane. Now, despite all my best wishes, from now on I'm superstitious. Black cat's ladders running round my brain. So I hold my breath till time, we'll do it all again, it's Halloween. Yes, I hold my breath till time, we'll do it all again, it's Halloween. It's a Halloween. It's a Halloween.
Very nice. Halloween from Gaines and Wagner live in the Devil's Lair. You know what? 129 days until Halloween.
So
this song is very nice. Timely.
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, olive or an eye.
Yeah, that got me.
Oh, that's good.
I hope it's an eye in my Bloody Mary.
Of course you do.
Oh, a few months back, we had Sims, Maggie, and Jeffo, otherwise known as Harmonious Whale. And they were telling us about their upcoming Irish and Scottish tours in a bus with the fans. But you both toured with Harmonious Whale in the very beginning in a microbus with a stand-up bass, a full PA in the dead of winter in Wisconsin. Tell us about this strange trip.
Well, this is, I think, most Wisconsin musician story, probably. It actually was just me. Sims and I started Harmonious Whale in like 1986, I think it was. And it was, he had a little red VW microbus, and it was an upright bass player, our PA, and all four of us in that thing. I don't know how we did it. I mean, you know, in those things, and the heaters didn't work, right? It's the middle of winter, and you're, you know, one person's hanging out the front scraping off the window.
Yeah.
The best part, we're coming home from some gig. It might have been the Cafe Carp in Fort Atkinson, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
But all of our stuff was wedged in there in the back, and we got home. We went out around the back, and it's like, oh, my God, the tailgate had been open the whole time. But everything was stuffed in there so strongly. My fiddle case was like halfway out just hanging. And we'd driven like that all the way back. But
oh, my gosh.
It was all packed so tightly. So.
Well, also, the heat didn't work very well. Yeah. So
you
it's
didn't
not
notice,
like they
right?
could tell.
Yeah.
Cold air.
You know, those microbuses, yeah, the heat. You know, microbus, you got the long hair, who play excellent music. Mm. You're not hippies, are you?
No, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Mary and Chris, you both also have played in this band with a guy we like to refer to as a living legend, Robert J. That was the Moon Gypsies.
Yeah.
Moon Gypsies, now I understand, are reuniting for a couple of shows in Wisconsin. Drum roll, we talked about this a little bit earlier because it's an opening for Atwood Fest on July 29th that's happening on Madison's East Side. So tell us a little bit about Moon Gypsies and this upcoming reunion tour. I love it.
Let's see. We love Robert.
Yes.
And he
His
moved away. And, you know.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. We haven't quite forgiven him yet, but he keeps coming back. So
good.
So
good.
We forgive him while he's here.
We played so long and so much together that it's kind of like...
It's like on and off for 20
falling
years.
Falling off a bike
so.
Or falling off a log or falling off something.
Falling off a
when
beer?
When we get back
is
together.
That a
yeah.
logger? Is that what you... Yeah.
Well, now you guys have Mauro Magellan on drums. He's the former drummer from the Georgia Satellites.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he was our first drummer.
Oh, really?
Way back when, yeah.
Incredible.
But then he started going on tour with the Georgia Satellites again.
Darn it.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah. Well, you know.
We went through a lot of drummers. I mean, just like, you know, they kept exploding. No.
Boom.
But Mauro's awesome. He's a great drummer.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's going to be a gas. We all love playing with Robert.
And then there's some other shows. So we've got Atwood Fest July 29th. That's going to be so amazing. Then we have, I guess going a little bit before that, Christie's Landing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a great spot.
Sunday afternoon is great. Yeah.
Oh, yes, on July 23rd. And then on the 30th, then you're over in Tyrannina Brewing in Lake Mills.
A rare Sunday afternoon there.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
Robert has a couple solo shows, too. Come Back In, I think, and another one.
He's on Robert J.
RobertJ.com.
We do get
and
Robert.
Facebook. Yeah.
We stop by.
We do need to do that. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
We'd be good to see him again.
We would love to.
Yep.
Well, let's get back to live music with Gaines and Wagner in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song you have, it's called St. James Infirmary. And it's a traditional song from the public domain, and it's also a fan favorite of yours. Tell us about St. James Infirmary and why you chose this song before you play.
Well, we usually introduce it as, here's a little song about death.
Yeah. And, that's a winner.
That wakes everybody up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep, you have but our attention.
Nowhere to go but up from there.
Nowhere but up. Yep. And Chris wrote this arrangement, and I loved it, so that's how
I
did
it. I think as many things happened, this just happened. I think it morphed on stage into this arrangement, honestly.
Well, part of it did.
Part of it, yeah.
Like my part.
Let's hear it right now. Oh, hey, well, now we're having just a marital... Marital band spat. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Live at the Devil's Lair is Gaines and Warwick Wagner on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media.
It was down in Old Joe's bar room on the corner by the square. Oh, the drinks were being served as usual, and the usual crowd was. When up stepped old Joe Man, and his eyes, they were bloodshot red, as he poured himself one big old shot of whiskey. Brother, these were the words he said. Well, I went down to St. James Infirmary just to see my baby there. Stretched out on a big white table, so smooth, so cold, so fair. Well, we'll let her go.
Let her go.
God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this whole wide world over, and she'll never find a man like me. Hack.
Nobody knows what that is.
Seven women going down to the graveyard, but only six of them was coming back. 2, 3. That you heard my story. Pour me one more
shot of booze.
And if anyone comes asking about me, we'll tell them I've got the St. James Infirmary blues.
There it is.
Yeah.
Gaines and Wagner live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, let's take a breath real quick. We're going to play a couple commercials from our fine sponsors, and we'll have more live music in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night here on Civic Media. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Mary, I'm playing this for you. A little bed music. Little Beck for you to lead in. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Max Inc. Heavy, replay from last week. We'll have a punk edition next week. And rocker, that's all I got to say right now.
All right. Well, thank you, Jimmy. We are back to the Devil's Lair. So, Mary, Chris, tell us about your old band, The Common Faces. This is going back ways. You guys did a lot of touring in Europe and nationally. Tell us about this band.
Asa Mira, songwriter.
And the two of us did all our singing together, and we worked out lots of stuff depending on where our voices sounded best. And it was super fun to work out tunes. I know that's not really much about what we did afterwards. But
it was all original stuff. He was, yeah. Asa was a fantastic songwriter. Mary co-wrote some tunes with him as well. But that band would go from a three-piece with us touring wherever.
To like a nine-piece.
Nine-piece. I mean, a lot of people. We'd had Clyde Stubblefield and another drummer.
And another drummer.
Orlando Cabrera on percussion, John Vriesacker on violin. John would get off a symphony gig and take a cab over to the Crystal Corner, hop up on stage in his tux and play.
That's awesome. So,
yeah, that was really fun. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and Andy Ewan played with us.
It's a three-ring circus. Andy's
great. Yeah. Here you go, Chris. This is off script here, but yeah. give me your best Clyde story
on the
short side. Oh, man.
Well, I've got one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
So we'd be playing at the Harmony Bar, and I'd be talking to Clyde during the break, and somebody would buy him a beer, and he was actually in prison or in jail at that time.
That was when he was in jail at
the time. We would get him out of Huber Law. And
he'd
be very gracious and accept this beer, and then he'd hand it to me.
Yeah, because he couldn't drink.
He couldn't drink or eat anything. Yeah. So.
Clyde was such a sweetheart.
Oh, was that the time that they had got him on the back of the East End? He was on the
I think
the,
so.
the porch out and in the back enjoying a smoky treat.
Yes, I believe it was. Yeah.
As he enjoyed them.
Smoky treat, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But imagine he was great. He was fun. And yeah,
what a guy.
So solid.
Yeah. Imagine that, a black guy smoking weed and going to jail.
Yeah. Huh. Jeez. Wow.
Who would have thought?
Surprise, surprise.
In the back of a club. Yeah. Mm. Let's see. That happened to Miles Davis, too.
Yeah.
I think there's a theme happening
here. A few years early. Yeah.
Clyde, I used to love going to see Clyde at the Harmony. And in fact, back in the early 90s, my band Cornerstone played with him. And I forget, it was another band, but Morro Magellan was playing that night. And so I had to play on his drum set.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, I love these stories. Yeah. Boy, the circles. You know?
I remember played a gig with Morro at one point at the Crystal and with the Moon Gypsies, I think. And the sound person, he told the sound person at the time, he said, started to mic his drums. And he said, he's like, no. And it was the first time we played with him. And then we realized why, because he starts his, you know, his snare hit way up here. It's like, you don't need to mic his drums.
Whack.
Yeah. Yeah, he just
I went and hid in the basement during the sound check.
Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah. He hits those drums like he's in the back of a dump truck.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had a 900-watt bass amp just to, you know, equal that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that I could, join in.
You have been part of a couple recording sessions, both of you together.
Yes.
One is with Rounder Records recording artist Carrie Newcomer, and another with Will Porter on the next release. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, Carrie Newcomer, we met years ago. We were actually like on 8 or 9 of her records on Rounder Records over a period of like 20 years. We just keep going back for a week and record a bunch of stuff with her.
Yeah.
Willie Porter, we've known also for many, many years. He used to play with us with the Common Faces, too, and we'd open shows for him, and we'd play together.
Yeah.
And we were on several of his albums, but I just recorded last summer, I think, with him, 2 or 3 tracks in Milwaukee on his album that is yet to come out.
Yeah, yeah. Dave Adler, obviously. Yep. Yeah.
We did some shows. Was it last summer?
With
or
Willie?
One show? Yeah.
Couple years ago, I think.
Yeah. I can't remember between pandemic. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Everybody's got
thing.
That.
Yeah.
And then I got to ask you, what about Smashing Pumpkins and, of course, Freddie Johnston?
Yeah.
What?
Smashing Pumpkins was all Billy Corgan. And he was, and Butch Vig was
of
there.
Of course, yes.
And we did some strings on the last tune of their Gish album.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get credit for it because it was the
it had already been printed.
The packaging had already been happened. So but Butch called us. Those are days on Smart Studios, of course, and Butch would call us up to do string stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call them? Remixes, but also that. And
I was on a U2 remix.
Yep.
Playing cello. You know, I wish I'd met some people, but I met Butch, so that was good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good person to meet, though.
I would love to benefit.
He's
a lovely
person.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
And Freddie Johnston?
Yeah. Freddie Johnston was a friend of all of theirs at some point.
Yeah, of course.
And Butch first called me in to sing backup on his some album.
An electric. Cold,
Cold Again was the name of the song. And then after that, we did Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, and I got to sing back up on that, and then some other stuff I can't remember. Yeah. But so he was a lovely person too.
The song was Smashing Pumpkins. Was that Daydream?
Daydream.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep. Yes.
Oh,
that's a great album.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to dig that out, Jimmy.
How about that?
I have it.
The bass player was singing that one, and she was great.
Multi platinum.
Jeez.
That's right. Wow. Multi-platinum album.
No credit.
No credit. That's all right.
That's okay.
It's all good.
Know we did it.
Yes. That's all right. And now everyone else does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that is an awesome story. Well, let's get back to live music with Gaines and Wagner in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song is a traditional song, and it has been recorded famously by Aerosmith and Aretha Franklin. It's called Jesus on the Main Line. Tell us about why you play this song.
Because it's a great song.
Yeah.
Rye Cooter. We actually learned it off a Rye Cooter album. And Rye, it's just his delivery is just such an inspiration as a slide player. You know, he doesn't play lap steel, but he plays bottleneck.
Yeah, when you put on a Rye Cooter album, you don't just listen to one song. You listen to the entire album because he's so awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, if people don't realize right now, our people, they've changed instruments. So Mary's on the cello right now.
Yes. Yep.
And you just picked up, is that a not a lap steel?
It is,
A lap steel guitar.
Yeah, this actually used to be owned by Paul Black. I bought this from Paul Black.
Oh, wow.
And flipped many years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
we'll post some photos of this for sure.
We are not worthy.
There is so much history coming out of Mad Radio right now. It's crazy. We got Mary and Chris in the studio. They call themselves Gangs and Wagner, and they're live in the Devil's Lair right now.
I'm just checking a level here.
Oh. I can do the weather if you want me to.
You know, that's usually my job. But...
What was that?
At Moon Gypsy Show, I like to give the weather, and Robert just looks at me.
Maybe.
Anywho.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's it.
You got it. It's fuzzy, but we'll go
it's
with
fuzzy okay. Wuzzy.
Okay.
You.
That was so good.
It sure is. Gangs of Wagner live in the Devil's Lair. You know, it was a little poppy, but I like the sound of that guitar, man.
Isn't that amazing?
It has that crunchy... Mm-hmm. Dude, you could do some metal with that. Metal bluegrass or something like that.
Wow.
Well, little tube amp live. That's the way it sounds. That's it.
I like it. It has
what
a good sound.
I am loving right now is watching the two of you play.
Yeah.
And then when you just kind of share a smile or a look with each other, just knowing that this is good. This is sounding good. I'm feeling good. And... thank you. Thanks for your great music. Wow.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Got about 10 minutes left. You want to throw a text, you can do that through the brand new Civic Media app.
Yeah, please.
Terry's monitoring the situation on the text messaging.
We just got one from Portage.
Portage.
Nice. Yeah, shared this live experience in Chicago with a group that had never heard Chris and Mary before. Maybe you know who the Portage person is that's saying it. What a beautiful rendition of the song Lazy. Oh, we all feel lazy.
Wow.
That was a text to us and to you.
Thanks to Portage for listening. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we still have two songs left, so we're going to kind of get right to them. But we do, Jimmy, I knew turtles drank whiskey, but
yes.
I didn't know they wrote songs. Yeah. What are turtle tunes?
We actually, right at the beginning of the pandemic, we ended up hooking into a new job at Beloit College. Once a week, we go down there, and we are co-directors of, it's called the Creative Strings Collective. It's a string ensemble.
Their version of an orchestra.
Yeah. And the other thing is, as a project is a student teaching project where we're coaching student teachers as they're teaching strings and different things in a local elementary school, and it's called Turtle Tunes.
Oh, at an elementary school. Oh,
yeah,
that's
so
great.
Amber Dolphin, who's a great local musician, violin player, and she teaches at Madison Country Day School. Anyway, she was the previous director, and she came up with that program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it, you guys.
So it's teaching.
Wow.
Sharing
well,
the
let's,
music.
Well, let's keep with the music so we can get through all the songs we have tonight. Let's get back. Gaines and Wagner in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. This next song is called Steam Powered Airplane.
Oh. Yeah, John Hartford's great. Ready?
Yeah. This is our version of he did it a little different.
Yeah.
Mary. Well, I'm sailing away on a steam-powered airplane. I went and I stayed and I damn it didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. The wheels went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Well, sitting on a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. I can't tell if it's sunshine or it's rain. Rather be sitting on a deck chair high up over Kansas City. My genuine old-fashioned all-thing steam-powered airplane. Could be a pilot,
on a steam-powered airplane. I turn that pilot wheel around and then back again. And I wear a blue hat, yeah. It says steam-powered airplane. Letters go around the rim and then back again. Well, sitting on a 747 is watching them clouds roll by. I can't tell if it's sunshine or it's rain. Rather be sitting on a deck chair high up over Kansas City. My genuine old-fashioned all of that steam-powered airplane.
Yeah. Oh. Very nice. Gaines and Wagner live in the Devil's Lair. That was my favorite song yet tonight. That was awesome. I love it.
John Hartford is a great songwriter.
Yeah, that was good. All right,
that was
really
good.
We are almost out of time. We got Maxine Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock. I know it goes so fast.
It does.
Mary, Chris, thank you so much for coming on to the Devil's Lair tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you. And you get the podcast, the show here, Madison, the show will replay again tomorrow. Let's get right into the last song. We got about 3 minutes, and there's a hard break. It's going to happen no matter what.
Okay.
It's all you.
Okay.
It's Gaines and Warren Wagner live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media.
Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting down here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting down here on Parchment Farm. Sitting down here on Parchment Farm, ain't never done no man no harm. On Parchment Farm, but I'm sitting down here on number 9. I'm sitting down here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting down here on number 9. All I ever did was drink my wine. Farm. Well, I'm sitting down here on Parchment Farm. I'm sitting down here on Parchment Farm. Ain't never done no man no harm. Parchment Farm. Rest of my life, all I ever did was shoot my wife. Well, Parchment Farm, Parchment Farm, Parchment Farm. Oh, Parchment Farm.
Oh, yeah. So good. Maybe that was my favorite song of the night
Yeah, exactly.
You ended it with a knee slapper. How cool is that? Hey, guys, thank you so much.
Thank
you.
You.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. Oh,
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Calling for nationwide restrictions on abortion, more Republican presidential contenders. This a year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v.